About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Caller 20. Let's go ahead and give you some travel around the country, shall we? Tickets will be yours to go to the Hollywood Bowl. It's maybe the greatest time of the year to start going to shows at the Hollywood Bowl. Get those nice nighttime shows. Bring your own food. Enjoy the goodness
that
is.
Are you doing that?
I don't know. I'm having a whole situation. I'm supposed to go tomorrow night, but I got a lot of problems.
Wait, you're not going? I thought you were locked in.
He is going, but he's got too many tickets. He's paid for too many.
Ironically, I can't count, and I was just about the counting crows, and it was a stupid...
How ironic is that?
Yeah, I'm not good at... I got a whole situation. I'm trying to unload a box now. Anyone need a box?
To the counting crows.
Yeah, I did something stupid.
Klein's resorting to Craigslist to sell the box.
I can't. You can't do it any other way.
Is it a good box?
Garden, dude. As good as it gets.
Wow.
But no one wants to pay what I paid because I overpaid. So.
And you were so proud. You said you got a really good deal.
I thought I did. I blew it. The whole thing. I screwed up.
Did extra tickets get involved?
Well, he got a better box, so he bought the better box, and now he's trying to unload the other box.
I had originally asked about the better box, and it was crickets. I heard nothing back. So I just assumed it wasn't going to happen. I don't like to bother people, so I never brought it up again. Okay. And then I went out on my own devices, and I bought a box through StubHub, and I paid way too much. And
you are one hardcore Jones head.
Now,
I'm a crow head.
Get crow, it right. Crow head, sorry.
Did,
the reason is because my sister is coming out. I floated a fake offer to my sisters that are fans of that band. And I floated an offer to them and said, hey, they're going to be playing a show at a cool venue in L.A. I haven't seen you guys in a while. If you want to come out, I'll make sure we have good seats. And I assumed I would get no's from both of them. The first sister did exactly what I knew she would do. She wrote, that's so sweet. Thanks for thinking of me. Can't make it happen. And I said, all right, I get it. And then the next sister said, I just booked a ticket. I'll see you. And I go, God damn it. So now I had to go deliver on the promise of getting tickets. And you think with all the great connections at K-Rock, I'd have no problem. But I had problems. And ended up buying a box and paid too much for it. But then the original box that I had asked to try to get, which also costing me money, nothing free, the guy said, oh, your box came through, the first one.
But the
so
better...
I had to pay for both. I've paid for two now. I don't need all these tickets.
So
I
you
don't
have,
need them.
So you have four people in a box?
Yeah.
Right? So you just need to get a good group together.
No, I have eight. Now I have eight seats now.
You have eight seats, and only two of you are going?
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
No, it's full.
I'd rather lose the money.
So anyway.
Didn't somebody offer you the price of one ticket?
Yes.
For the entire value of your box?
I've been getting pretty lowball offers from people, and I'm pretty sure they're scams anyway. It's a bad situation I'm in.
And you have not, and because you're a procrastinator, you don't have very long to unload these.
No, the show's tomorrow night.
Jesus.
No, I'm going to get, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to eat it. It's going to cost me way more than it should to see this band. Way more than it should.
And are you expected to, like, pay for the snacks and things like that?
No, I'm done. I'm tapped out. I'm paying for nothing else. I'm going to bring a sandwich from home and sit there and eat it.
And I feel bad for the Counting Crows because that box is just going to be empty.
It's going to be empty.
Come on!
But you know what? For the right price, it's up on Craigslist.
Give it a look.
Give it a look, guys. In all seriousness, though, we'd love to send you to the Hollywood Bowl so you can see Jimmy Eat World. And that is happening. If your name is Ellen in Los Angeles, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You are the 20th caller at this exact moment. You'll be going to the bowl without spending any money. That must be nice. And you will
just throwing your Counting Crows tickets, man.
And I'll throw in a box this Friday. Hold on.
I'll take it.
I bet you will. Everyone will take it. No one wants to pay for it.
I know. People who want to go with
everyone's
you.
Everyone's happy to take it.
No one wants to pay.
Do you not know about Mr. Jones, guys?
I said $5 on it.
Hold on 1 second. And if we call you back on Monday, you're going to also see Jimmy Eat World again in Atlanta with 50 other bands as part of Shaky Knees. That's a pretty sweet price. Hold on 1 second. We get into everything else we have in store for you, plus your Jason calendar update. With Gay Leno next on K-Rock. You're in the middle of the greatest time of the year, according to a Postmaster Johnny who says, Jason, the stretch of months that we are currently in the middle of. Excuse me, sorry about that.
It's Gay Leno.
Gay Leno,
get it straight.
You've embraced your new name, Johnny?
Can't say straight.
Yeah, yeah, say it straight.
Get a gay.
It's get a gay, baby.
Gay Leno. Johnny looks like a gay Jay Leno. That is true. And is his new...
You know what's crazy? The last time we made the gay joke, like, on the air, a lot of gay people followed me. And I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Good. Good for you.
Gay Leno, tonight you're going to be doing K-Rock from 6 to 10 again, or no?
I've been doing it all week, but yes, tonight I will be on tonight and tomorrow.
And that's a late show.
Only refer to yourself as Gay Leno during your shift.
Yeah, okay. I'll do it.
And that's a great voice right there. That thing you just did?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll do it
to say. So tonight, guys, it's very exciting. When you were here at the origin story of Postmaster Johnny's new name and new alter ego on the airwaves of K-Rock, the great Gay Leno.
It's beautiful.
Here he is, up above. What are we? In the chopper now. I thought he was going to fight more. He was.
Okay.
He really turned around.
Yeah, he's just bending right over, isn't he?
He really is. He's bending over and taking it. He was so
what
angry.
Gay Leno would do.
That is a very Gay Leno move. So here is.
And he's
here,
got a new car.
Here is.
So,
he's a car guy, just like Gay Leno. Here is the Jason report from the chopper up above to tell you everything that's happening this month, next month, straight up through November, and the things you probably care about. Here he is.
All right, this weekend, Jason, you got the NFL preseason starting tonight. It's the Panthers take on the Cardinals, and finally, we'll have something entertaining sports-wise to watch besides the WNBA. In September, you got the Oceanway Festival making its way to Santa Monica. It's going to be so sick to see Sublime, Jack White, and the Killers on the beach in Santa Monica. Hope to see you there. And on October 6th, the Lakers NBA season finally kicks off, and it's the Lakers against the Golden State Warriors, and I finally get to see my boy Austin Reeves live up to his $185 million contract. And November, I found out I'm going to have Thanksgiving at my place, so all my friends and family, whoever wants to come over, I'm going to learn how to make pumpkin pie for the first time and come enjoy Thanksgiving in my 700-square-foot apartment. And that's what's happening this week in Jason.
All right, there you have it. Things to look forward to.
Again, why the helicopter?
Because it's high up, it's more important sounding.
No, I think it's just fapping.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, I tried using a new helicopter noise, but it ended up sounding like fapping.
Yeah.
It does sound like a bunch of guys.
New fap report.
A bunch of guys slapping Gay Leno on his chin.
Yeah, you know, I do look forward to potentially trying Johnny's first time ever pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And that is a euphemism, by the way, if you're wondering. We get into this quick break, but we're back in a moment. The show continues next. Generation Wars is finally here. If you are a representative of a millennial, a Gen Z, a boomer, or a, who'd I leave out there? Gen X. You must call now and be up for the challenge. Hold on. Johnny, yes? Oh, Johnny does not like Gay Leno. I'm being told in my ear Johnny's not a fan of Gay Leno.
Oh,
yes. What'd you say? Yes, yes, I'm here.
That's okay. I know you're trying to play along. But you tonight on K-Rock, we will be listening, and you will be going on as Gay Leno for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, great.
He's yes-handing you. It's nice.
That's good stuff. That improv class was worth it.
It paid off.
If you'd like to play, call now. We have a prize up for grabs. We send you back to the Hollywood Bowl. It's like you're rubbing it in my face, guys. You'll be going there to see Smartless, the podcast live. At the Hollywood Bowl again. If you want to win, call now and play next. Generation Wars after this quick break on K-Rock. It's time for a battle between generations. I don't know if you identify as a Xennial, a millennial, a boomer, a Gen Xer. Regardless, we give you the chance each and every week to prove that your generation is the best generation with questions that span all generations. And I'll say, if you add up all of the wins we've had, because at some point every generation has won. And yes, Gen X does seem to get more than their fair share of wins. But I think last time it was millennial, and it has definitely bounced around. Gen Z is bringing up the rear. As far as winning the least, but you know, they've been around the least amount of time, so all of the things that happened before them, unless they are, you know, a student of history, they don't care about Tamagotchis.
Yeah, I would say that the people who win the most are the millennials and the Gen X's.
Yeah, it
seems kind of toggles between them,
and then you've got the extreme. So, but every week it's a brand new blank slate, chance for you to win bragging rights for your generation. If you're not on the phone competing, how would you have done, and which generation are you rooting for in this exciting edition of Generation Wars?
You kids and your TikToks.
Gen Z is lazy.
You will hear things now that will make you think back to a simpler time, and you will also hear things now that confuse the hell out of you, and that means we're officially into Generation Wars. Representing the boomer, born in 1957, has been the same weight his entire life, and he's proud of it. Still fits into his favorite pair of pants. And a lot of boomers only have one pair of pants. Let's say hi to Greg, representing Boomers. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Greg, in their cargo shorts.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. I should have known that.
Yeah. But only the one pair, or do you have two?
No, I've got quite a few cargo shorts. I need all the pockets for all my stuff.
Boomers love pockets.
Oh, man, those things are stuffed to the gills, aren't they?
What is one thing currently in the pocket of one of your pairs of cargo shorts, Greg?
I have a phone. I have a vape. I have my keys. I have my wallet all in the cargo pockets.
Jeez, didn't even need the other pockets.
They're all in the front.
All right.
I love that you're a vaping boomer.
I love that. We move on now, and we say hi now to our representation from Gen X, born in 1980. Susie still has the original Little Mermaid video.
Ah, the VHS with the big fat white box.
The one that had the penis on the front. Remember Disney
the,
got accused
the priest.
Of hiding a penis on the front cover. And you have that. It's worth. Isn't that Susie, isn't that worth something?
You'd think it would be, but it's just worth sentimental value. There's so many of them out there for sale.
But yours, because I think they redid those to get rid of the penis that was hidden in there. But yours
did
has.
They?
Yours
has. It was an alternate cover because there was a schlong in the castle. I had the original one.
Like, of course, Gay Leonard knows about 100%. That.
Of course I do.
All right, Susie, hold on 1 second. Representing all Gen Xers, you're the, you're technically at the tail end. Because 1980 is one of those weird bubble years as we move on to our representation from the millennial, born 4 years afterwards. Abraham still plays his Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And good morning to Abraham, representing all millennials. Hi, Abraham. What's up?
Good morning. Good morning, sweet dibs.
Sweet dibs to you. If you know the answers to the questions, please yell out millennial, wait for Allie to call on you, and then you can lock in. Whoever has the biggest score at the end of this whole thing will win themselves tickets to go to Smartless Live at the Hollywood Bowl. And that will be a lot of fun, I'm sure, for any generation. And we say good morning now to our Gen Z, born in 1997. Does tattoos unprofessionally, which apparently is, I think that's one of those hobbies that really also spans all generations. This is Andrew on K-Rock. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Hands on buzzers. Once again, we will go through the questions. If you know, yell out not the answer, yell out your generation. Wait for Allie to call on you. Here we go. Question one. Which family lives on 742 Evergreen Terrace?
Millennial.
Millennial, go ahead.
Is it the Back to the Future family?
No.
Boomer.
Boomer, I believe your turn signal is on, but go ahead.
All in the Family.
No.
You know, it's the same weight when they did All in the Family.
Yes, Gen X.
Is it the Brady Bunch?
No, it is not.
Evergreen Terrace.
742 Evergreen Terrace is the address of the Simpsons family.
Oh, wow.
From Springfield. No one gets the point. We move on to your next question. Which video game character collects gold rings?
Gen X.
I think I heard Millennial first.
Millennial barely squeaked in. Yes, Millennial.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
That is correct. On the board, Millennial. We move on to your next question. The hashtag symbol actually has an official name as to what that is. What is the official name of what the hashtag...
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
The pound sign?
That is right. The pound sign. Congratulations. Yes.
Probably has an even older name, too.
Yeah, well...
Or telephones.
We move on to your next question right now. And once again, still open, wide open. It's just a tie at the top.
Anybody's game.
Anyone's game. Generation Wars. This product that was sold mainly through infomercial had a bunch of crater-faced and pimple-covered celebrities showing old pictures of themselves before they revealed their new clean skin look.
Gen Z.
Yes, Gen Z.
Proactive?
Proactive is the right answer.
I used it.
Proactive. Diddy. Great guy like Diddy. That's right. Was he in that as well?
Was he?
Maybe
yeah,
he was
one of the spokespersons.
He was?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
They used to call him Ziddy. Great guy like Ziddy.
Ziddy. Now he did.
We move on to your next question. It's Generation Wars.
Don't be Ziddy anymore.
What ball was associated with the Stussy brand?
Gen X.
Boomer.
Gen X, go ahead.
The eight ball.
Wow. That is correct. The eight ball.
I was way before her.
Well, we didn't. Listen, I don't want to.
Okay, do a playback on that.
We can't.
and then give me another 10.
You're asking us to rewind a live radio show, Greg.
Hold on. I don't want to go to Greg's bad side, guys. So
you were so far behind on that.
Maybe you had your phone on mute or something. So please,
no,
enough with the language.
No. The amount of anger we get from boomers.
It's nonstop. I'm rooting for you, Greg. Here we go.
I'm listening. We're both listening.
In fact, this
callers,
next,
please
this
call in and tell them how late he was.
Okay. This next question's right up your alley. I think you're going to get it. What was the name of Lucy's best friend in the show I Love Lucy?
Gen X.
Boomer, you were not first. I think I heard Gen X first.
Yeah, yeah.
Gen Z?
Ethel?
Ethel is correct. Well done. Where were you on that one, Boomer?
No, it's my favorite brand of gas.
Okay.
Ethel? That's hilarious, Greg. I hope you tell that joke in a bar.
Allie, what's the score currently in Generation Wars?
Gen X has 3 points. Millennial and Gen Z have 1 point.
And how many does Boomer have?
Greg the Boomer has 0 points.
He's going to all change with this one. Here we go. Who or what was Chatty Cathy?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
The doll.
That is correct. A talking doll.
That was a doll?
A talking doll that was back in the ancient days, and he got that right. So congratulations. We move on to the next question.
You had a Chatty Cathy?
For sexual reasons or for fun?
My sisters, but I'd play with it.
Okay. I'll shut you up.
No.
Weird.
Your next question in Generation Wars. Which TV character gave us the iconic phrase, that's what she said?
Boomer.
Millennial.
That
was Michael Scott, The Office.
That is correct. Michael Scott from The Office. Allie, what is the current score?
That would be Gen X with 3, Millennial with 2, then Gen Z and Boomer both have 1. Still anyone's game, I think.
Next question, based on the most very recent viral trend, nothing beats this type of holiday. Nothing beats a blank holiday.
Gen X.
Yes, Gen X.
A JetBlue holiday.
Ooh, so close. So close.
That's great, though.
Not the answer we need, though, for the win. Nothing beats a Jet2 holiday.
Jet2 holiday.
We move on to your next question.
I knew it, he says.
We go on. Allie, there's only about 5 questions left. Where are we currently?
Still anyone's game. Gen X has 3, Millennial has 2, and Gen Z and Boomer still have 1 point.
Here we go. It's Generation Wars. Before Kelly Ripa, who was Regis sitting next to every morning on his talk show?
Boomer.
Kathy.
That is correct. I would have accepted Kathy Lee, but I will also accept Kathy. That is her name, and I guess you were probably on a first-name basis. So Regis and Kathy, that was the show. And
you know, I have a doll.
Chatty.
Bad for you.
He only gets Kathy questions, right? What is the name of the comic
strip
where the woman says, I need more coffee?
Ack.
Ack, ack. We move on to your next question. Michael Jackson was known as the king of what?
Millennial.
Gen X.
Millennial.
King of Pop.
That is right. King of Pop. We would have not accepted pussy as the right answer. We move on to your next question, and there's only a few left, Allie. Where are we at right now?
Millennial and Gen X are now tied with 3 points. Boomer has 2. Gen Z has 1.
Here is your next question. Finish this iconic quote from Jules LeBron. Very demure, very what? Very demure, very...
Boomer.
What? Yes, Boomer.
Pretty.
What?
Pretty.
No. Very demure, very...
Kathy.
Very... Very demure, very mindful.
Mindful. Demure and mindful trends.
That is very trendy, and no one got it right.
She said that ruined her life.
That phrase?
Like the popularity of it.
Well, I don't understand it.
Sent her in a downward spiral.
What song would television networks play to signal the end of their programming day?
Boomer.
Yes, Boomer.
Gen X.
America the Beautiful.
That is wrong.
Gen X?
Yes, yep. Gen X.
The Star Spangled Banner?
That is correct.
Nice. Gen X is in the lead now.
Allie, we have 2 questions left. Woo! What is the score currently?
Gen X has 4, Millennial 3, Boomer 2, Gen Z 1.
Okay, here we go with 2 questions left. Things are getting exciting right now. This was the name of the man with the afro that would paint happy trees on your television.
Gen X, I heard you first.
Boomer.
Boomer.
Barbara.
Oh, my gosh, I was way before.
All right. You were not, Greg.
So, once again. You better hope he doesn't have a weapon in those cargo shorts, Allie.
Oh, my God.
Gen X was able to give us Bob Ross, I believe. I was hard to hear over all the yelling happening. And it comes down to this final question right now. What brand of durable canvas backpack dominated the millennial hallways? Always worn with a single strap.
I heard Gen X first.
Jansport. At the end of it all.
Back to Gen Z or Gen X we go.
Gen X is the winner of this generation wars. Yeah. And I know that's not going to make Greg happy, but Susie, after everything is said and done, you got in quickly, you had the answers correctly, and you get yourself the tickets. So congratulations.
Shout out to the Nut Bangers.
Nice.
And what song of all the songs we play on K-Rock do you think would be most befitting to your generation that I could get on the airwaves right now for you?
We are the champions.
Oh, okay. Queen, are the champions on K-Rock for you. Sadly and not surprisingly, this is what we had queued up, so we'll give you Nirvana, which also works. It's K-Rock. Congratulations. We come up with a lot of stupid ideas on the show, and some of them we actually make happen. And then there's a lot of dumb ideas that we come up with, believe it or not, that never make it to the air. And then you, listeners of the show, will also give us some ideas, good, bad, and otherwise. I believe this is one of the greatest ideas we've ever received. It was on the GOAT line.
We did, y'all. I'm listening to the podcast from yesterday's show, Wednesday, and I couldn't help but think about something when Simple Klein couldn't follow along with the Odyssey and how it...
I don't like the nickname Simple Klein. Let's just start right there. I'm not a fan of that name, but I had a hard time following all of the characters in the Odyssey, at least by names, because the names were all weird and you wouldn't see them on license plates at, like, the Grove. You know, those like tourist license plates that have names like, you know, Tom and Bort and stuff.
Yeah.
These ones, these names wouldn't exist because they're ridiculous and they're long and hard to keep track over 3 hours.
Couldn't keep up with the more than one syllable names. So what if they made a screening from now on for simple folk like Klein where it's like pop-up video back in the VH1 days.
Whoa, pop-up video.
It's a great throwback. Should have been a question during Generation Wars, but the I remember the pop-up videos. They'd show you the video, and then someone would pop up and be like,
I'd explain
boom,
it.
Here's what you're seeing here. That's a car.
Like, like a clippy kind of deal.
As things are going on, a little pops up on the screen, a little tidbit, and like, oh, yeah, that's right. That person did that in the first act. Or, bloop, hey, this is the person they're talking about. Or, bloop, hey, look over here. You're distracted now. Something like that. Anyways,
I noticed you're falling asleep.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like that idea. Thanks. I think that's a great suggestion. A little pop-up.
Simple screenings.
Simple screenings. Forget about this mommy and me crap. And how about some simple screenings for those very complicated movies for guys like me that can't follow. Have a little pop-up.
Or sometimes they're like, you need a break. Here's 20 seconds of, you know, someone grinding meat.
Here's another good idea.
Just for you to look at something different.
An even better idea we received on the Goat Line, Allie.
Hey, you guys. Sending Vanessa to Vegas Pride is an absolutely great idea. Vegas actually does their Pride in October because of how hot it is. So you still have time to send Vanessa to Vegas.
I didn't realize. I thought we had to wait an entire year before we got more audio of Vanessa at a Pride event.
No, and he's right. It is confusing because they do more Pride events in October because it's National Coming Out Month. And yeah, because some places it's too hot.
But sending Vanessa to Vegas where she could get twice as hammered as she normally gets.
What's the second one?
I'm not available.
You don't even know what it is.
October.
You're not available for all of October?
Yep. I'm a quit.
I'm a quit.
If we sent you, Vanessa.
You a quit? You a quit what?
Vanessa, if we
I'm
sent
quit
you to
Vegas. Bed, bitch.
Vanessa. Can you take a second and think about this? If we fly you to Vegas, nice. I'm not talking drive.
You have a friend there.
Fly you to Vegas, put you up in a hotel, find some sort of a hotel partnership situation, get your room covered, pay for your booze. You wouldn't go to Pride and record some more interviews?
Guys, I'm sick of being hungover. The thing about me, drunk Vanessa will have a drink and then I'll have three.
I know.
Be sick.
Gay. Yeah, don't be gay about it.
Don't judge yourself.
You know, Vanessa, you can't close this chapter of your life so soon.
I'm closing it.
You're a young woman.
Be responsible.
You have so many drunk nights ahead of you still.
Yes, Vanessa.
I love it. I freaking love it.
Yeah, that one's so much more fun.
Yeah.
Can you imagine her talking to like a bunch of gays at the casinos
and
stuff?
God.
Drink boy!
I mean, all of our favorite drops that have come recently have come from you talking to the gays.
I try to give you sober lies, which I do.
No, you suck
I
sober.
I give you sober lies.
The eggs came from, I believe eggs came from Pride.
Yes, it did.
It? That was
Pride
this year.
This last year.
Yeah, the quiche question.
Yeah, the quiche.
Eggs.
Yeah, that, yeah. Imagine what we could get in Vegas.
Okay, Dinah.
Yeah, that was this year. I mean, we got to get you to Vegas.
Boobies.
How could you say no to a free trip to Vegas?
Free
That's
trip.
What we're offering you.
Free trip. It's October. You still have, listen, this isn't like go to...
If you remember in October, bring it up again.
Right, make a note and put it on my desk.
Okay, I'll make the note.
Vanessa is going
she knows
to
you're
Las Vegas, and it's going to be great.
Right, and Gay Leno can go with you.
Yeah, you and Gay Leno can take a
That'd be fun. Johnny, are you down?
I'm not Johnny. I'm Gay Leno.
Gay Leno, are you down?
Yeah. Gay Leno.
Hella gay.
All right, yeah. Hella gay. All right. So that's good. Thank you for these great ideas on the GOAT line. It's always there for you with your ideas, good, bad, or otherwise. 800-844-956-GOAT. We'll come back in a second. We have news to get to, and more show continues after this. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Welcome to your prequen. Let's figure out what's going on in the world with a look at the ADD news. But first, a check of the GOAT line.
Can we stop focusing on Jake so much? That guy sucks. Okay,
bye. I agree. Sucks to suck. And now your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
We all bitch about the price of concert tickets. We're so busy supporting artists that we can barely support ourselves anymore. But some artists are now making some adjustments for us. Rolling Stones, Coldplay, Olivia Rodrigo, and Charlie XCX are all announcing that they are making $20 tickets available for some of their upcoming shows. And I know what you're thinking. Is it going to be five $20 tickets that no one can get their hands on? They said that it will be enough tickets to make the program meaningful. Whatever
so
that
like
means
tickets?
To you.
Yeah, who even knows what that is? And where are
I
those?
Mean, remember when
yeah,
the...
nosebleeds, right? Beyond
those,
nosebleeds.
Where are those
the
seats?
World Cup did this.
Right.
And it was like, oh, there's $20 tickets. Oh, they're gone. Or $60 tickets, I think, is what they did. But
and
here's
a Coldplay show, but more than likely, you're going to be riding one of those like, electrical bikes to power the
you're
entire
gonna
venue.
You're going to have to work. It's $20 an hour. You're going to be working
get on that treadmill or you won't hear the music.
Well, here is the catch. The question is, where are the tickets? You won't know until you get there. So you buy the ticket for $20 or $26, whatever it ends up being. And then when you get there, that's when you figure out where you're sitting.
That's interesting.
So they could be really bad or it could be awesome. And
spoiler alert, they're going to be really bad.
No, I think that they will make some right. awesome.
Well, they'll do one or two so the person can post it and they'll go viral and they'll go, oh,
you're
my,
like,
God,
oh my God, I'm on the floor. I'm 20, in the front row.
Right, $20 and I'm sitting on Chris Martin's lap. This is amazing. But for the most part, and I get it. Listen, this is a capitalism at its finest. They want to make money. These bands are able to make money. They've worked hard. They should get money. And it's really not even about what the tickets go on sale for. It's what the resale market is. And if someone's able to load up on these $20 tickets, for the most part, they'll probably go, great, I'll resell these things for a couple hundred dollars.
So I wonder then how that would affect resale, because if you don't know what you're buying, why would you pay a bunch of money for it?
If
it's a $20 Chris Martin Coldplay ticket and you're like, well, I don't even know where I'm sitting. How much am I really going to pay for that?
There's certain shows and certain artists, and I don't even know if those would be the ones on the list you just gave, where, you know, people will pay just to get in the room. They just want to be in the room.
Olivia Rodrigo, definitely. Charlie XCX, probably. Coldplay, yes. People are obsessed with Coldplay. Rolling Stones, yeah.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good... I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get other artists to think about this. But artists are thinking to themselves, my tickets are selling for triple or quadruple or 10 times what I'm selling them for, and it's all the middlemen that are making the money.
Yeah, it's just that the middlemen are making the money is what everyone's upset about on both sides. Taking a flight is a lot more complicated and expensive than it used to be, and it gets harder and harder to find good airline news these days. Here's a little roundup for you. An airline in Australia is starting to charge people to use the overhead bin space. So let's hope that that's just a one-off and not the start of a trend. There's also a new complaint from employees at an airline catering company saying the conditions are unsafe and unsanitary. This is a food catering company for airlines right near LAX. They described maggots, mold, cockroaches, and other vermin at the facility.
Great, they don't serve me food anyway.
Along
so.
With problems involving extreme heat and inadequate soap and paper towels.
That's a one percenter problem because they're not bringing food to where I sit. Never happens.
And I remember the last long flight I took, they were like, we do have, it was to Hawaii, they were like, we have a wonderful menu with this curated chef, blah, 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 but you had to order it already. Like, you couldn't even order it if you wanted to. You had to order it like 2 days before the flight. And then if you do get on the flight, pay for that overhead space, pre-order the maggot meal, you might never take off because the heat is now making it harder for planes to take off the ground.
Mm.
On hot days, the thinner air makes it harder for them to get off the ground safely. And so on those days, they might have to remove passengers, remove cargo, or carry less fuel, which is super fun.
When our flight got very delayed when I was going to Vegas recently, I was trying to get intel. You know, they were just saying, we'll have information soon. We'll have information soon. They won't give me information. So I found one of those guys that wears the neon vest. And I said, hey, what's the situation with this flight? They go, our planes don't do well the brakes when it gets this hot. And it's too hot right now. It's not good for the brakes on the plane. And I was like, oh, my God.
The problems, too, that they explain, they say, like, it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal.
Like it's brakes are pretty important, man.
Yeah,
or, like, my flight delay. They were like, it's just the engines. I'm like, the engines is the most important part. Yeah, well, what's going on here?
Well, I said, because the plane was stuck in Vegas and it had to come pick us up in Burbank. But I said to the guy, I said, listen, brakes, it's taking off and coming here. We don't need the brakes. And the guy goes, well, it's the landing, sir. And I go, oh, yeah.
Hey, make the runway three times as long. We'll just coast.
That. I didn't think about that.
I know there have been a lot of rattlesnake bite stories, and I think what's happening now is that the spiders are getting jealous. People are afraid of the snakes. Shark Week just happened, so the fear of sharks kicks up again. The spiders are going, what about us? Spider! 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 She's still afraid.
Terrifying.
So they picked a lady and they went to town on her.
It started off as a night by the campfire with her family, and then it turned into a fight for her life.
A Kansas mother of four says she was sitting by a fire lakeside when several spiders bit her.
Several, not just one. They all ganged up on her together.
Brittany Miller says at first she wasn't concerned until 4 days later when a painful bruise formed near one of the bites. She went to the hospital saying it felt like she had been stabbed.
15 spiders climb up my legs and into my shirt. I had spider bites on both sides of my leg. It gave me like 3 days to a month to live.
What?
3 days to what?
To a month.
A month.
That's such a wide range.
Miller had a blood.
I know, and it's crazy what happened.
Staph infection after surgery to remove the blood clots. Now she's at home. Her fight is not over. She's waiting on a liver transplant.
A liver transplant just because of these spiders. And on top of it,
doctors say they don't know what kind of spiders bit her.
They don't even know what the spiders are.
Insanity.
This is promotion for the Spider-Man movie.
It's gotta be, right?
It totally is.
Brand new day. Lose a leg.
Absolutely.
Like, gain some publicity.
This is why my wife got this freaked out when I didn't kill the spider on the ceiling above our bed. I mean, she was really mad about this.
No! If it drops into the bed, I will kill you. Be smart.
Wrong. It'll kill you. That's
15 of them will crawl up her leg.
I mean, wouldn't you think if you you feel a bug crawl on you, especially 15 of them, don't you do that thing where you smash your leg and kill them all?
I would set myself on fire.
Jump
if
right
I was
in the
by
fire.
If I was by a campfire. But this is what they always say about spiders. Oh, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. This is 15. This is a targeted attack. They went up her leg and bit her all at the same time.
Up her shirt, it sounded like, too.
That's organized. They're organizing.
Or maybe they were just horny. Wanted to do some motorboating up there.
She was pretty hot.
That's,
yeah. That's all motorboater.
Zaddy long legs. Come to party. All right, well, anyway, forget everything you just heard. We'll get into a brand new hour of the show in moments. And you can judge us accordingly. Of course, today is the BF Thursday. It is your prequend. Welcome to your KROQ.